What is he going to do to protect civil liberties?
Would he support full financial aid for trade skills?
What is your stance on organized labor?
I would ask what steps he plans to take to see the needs of the everyday person he promises to support.
You plan on sticking to your guns.
So this is our project called 100 Days, 100 Questions. You can follow along using the hashtag on Twitter, 100 Days, 100 Qs. That's 100 Days, 100 Qs. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. How are we doing so far? We've gotten a lot of responses from people and a lot of questions to these very, very entertaining and unprecedented in many ways 100 days.
Yeah, we sure have. We've been working our way through them, and we've got, boy, we're getting dozens and dozens of them. We try to winnow them down, John. And one of the questions we got from Amy Catania on Twitter, she asked us, what was the nature of Donald Trump's campaign's contacts with Russian intelligence? We've been talking about this all week. Of course, everybody's been listening on the show about congressional investigations into possible contacts with Russia. But I just wanted to update this really quickly because here's what we know so far. It has now become apparent that the FBI was investigating at least four Trump campaign aides. Those are Manafort, Roger Stone, Carter Page, and of course, Michael Flynn for possible contacts with Russia. Now, there was a little pearl of news embedded way deep down in that Donald Trump press conference yesterday. It took about four stabs of reporters asking him about these possible contacts. Donald Trump kept saying, I have no contact with Russia. I have no deals in Russia. I don't know about Russia. Until finally he was pinned down to say, can you emphatically say that there was no contact between anyone in your campaign? The president said, not that I know of. That's a different answer. Right. He said that the Russian nexus was a ruse and fake news. Members of Congress don't think that that's true. Republicans in the Senate and don't think that that's true. And that investigation, of course, is widening, John, and we will be talking about it some more.
In our 100 days, 100 questions, what do you mean when you say Iran is on notice? Todd, what can you say about the president's statements regarding nuclear proliferation in Iran, but also in North Korea? The president made some cryptic references to nuclear policy during yesterday's press conference, and everybody remembers that missile firing as the president was speaking earlier this week. Many of us are still in the dark about specific policies. What do you think?
Well, actually, it's interesting because the Iran on notice comment actually goes back to Mike Flynn when he was national security advisor. He said it on January 31st after Yemeni Houthis backed by Iran attacked a Saudi warship. Now, the statement at the time, John, seemed to be in context of the war in Yemen. And analysts have interpreted that statement to signal an intention from the Trump administration to increase support for Saudi Arabia's efforts in that Yemen proxy war. It's unclear exactly what that means. Some analysts also think it could mean an intention to step up covert efforts at regime change or undermining the Iranian government. Now, that gets really complicated. The Saudis will like that, and Israel may like it. But one problem, and one thing that shows just how complex the Middle East is, the Houthis are enemies of AQAP, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. There are no free moves here. So that gets very complicated. And of course, Mike Flynn is no longer national security advisor.
The project with the world and our partner, the PRI, are talking to Twitter to ask the president some of your questions about the new administration. 100 days, 100 questions. The hashtag is 100 days, 100 Qs. Todd, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.